I'm Mandy Jordan. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, a weekly update from SIU Press, the scholarly book publishing unit of SIU. In our last episode, we began our celebration of National Poetry Month with some selections from the press's Crab Orchard series in poetry. This week, we'll be wrapping up our poetry deep dive with some additional titles from the series. In Vanishing Act, Brian Barker cements his reputation as one of contemporary poetry's great surrealists. These prose poems read like dreams and nightmares, fables and myths. With the dark whimsicality, Barker explores such topics as extinction, power, class, the consequences of tyranny and war, and the ongoing destruction of the environment in the name of progress. A linked sequence of poems forms the book's backbone, with an oracular voice from the future heralding the return, or hoped-for return, of common animals. Part lyrical odes, part creation myths, part excerpts from a bizarre guide for naturalists, these poems mix fact and fiction, science and fable, to create an unsettling vision of a dystopian world stricken by extinction, one where the world's last catfish sleeps in the shadow of a hydroelectric dam. The poems in Vanishing Acts straddle the comic and the tragic. They are by turns funny and haunting and ripe with scathing satire. They draw on the genres of speculative and science fiction as much as poetic traditions and speak to the precarious state of man and the natural world in the 21st century. Moving between the languages of love and war, Jean Dubreuil's Dots and Dashes offers valuable testimony to the experience of military wives. Frequently employing rhyme, meter, and traditional forms, these poems examine what it means to be both a military spouse and an academic, straddling two communities that speak in very different and often conflicting terms. As in the poet's earlier collection, Stateside, the poems in Dots and Dashes are explicitly feminist, exploring the experiences of women whose husbands are deployed. But while Stateside looked to masculine stories of war, Dots and Dashes incorporates the views and voices of female poets who have written about combat. Looking to Sappho and Emily Dickinson, the poet considers how the act of writing allows her autonomy and agency rarely granted to military spouses, even in the 21st century. Navigating the rough seas of marriage alongside questions about how civilians and those in the military can learn to communicate with one another, Dubreuil argues for compassion and empathy on both sides. In Into Each Room We Enter Without Knowing, Sharif Shanahan explores what it means to be fully human in our wounded and divided world. In poised yet unrelenting lyric poems, Shanahan, queer and mixed race, confronts the challenges of a complex cultural inheritance, informed by colonialism and his mother's immigration to the United States from Morocco, navigating racial constructs, sexuality, family, and the globe in search of who we are to each other, who we are to ourselves. With poems that weave from Marrakesh to Zurich to London, through history to the present day, this book is, on its surface, an uncompromising exploration of identity in personal and collective terms. Yet the collection is, most deeply, about intimacy and love, the inevitability of human separation, and the challenge of human connection. Urging us to re-examine our own place in the broader human tapestry, Into Each Room We Enter Without Knowing announces the arrival of a powerful and necessary new voice. In Instructions Abject and Fuming, Juliana Baggett invites readers to reconsider basic assumptions about language, faith, motherhood, and love. With a sharply honed voice featuring parentheticals that often comment on and sometimes undercut what has come before, these poems whirl through contemporary America, engaging with topics as diverse and timely as Russian mail-order brides, internet bullying, and school shootings. Alongside her cultural commentary, the speaker frankly confronts love and sex, as well as the beauty and brutality of having children. Still other poems reflect questions and considerations of faith. The speaker ponders St. Thomas in a pet store and imagines Jesus explaining to God how it feels to have a body. Baggett's use of obsolete Old English words subverts common language and creates new ways of interrogating the world around us. There is heartache on these pages, but Baggett also offers humor, such as a complaint about a lover's eating habits or an extended discourse on a baby's rattle. Sass Brown's darkly funny debut collection of poems, USA 1000, explores both the isolation and the absurdity of 20-something apartment living. The world Brown creates overflows with infomercials, classic Hollywood films, billboard messages, strip clubs, and fortune tellers, illuminating our complex relationship with consumerism. In the absence of personal intimacy, everyday objects take on unexpected importance. The clothing of a would-be couple mingles in a washing machine. A father watches pornography in a hotel room with his wife and daughter. A woman searches a shopping mall to put on hold items she'll never buy. A broken hairdryer prompts a complaint letter to the Better Business Bureau. Brown's dazzling poems probe the disappointment of domestic reality in the face of America's glossy facade, abundance and emptiness hand in hand. Ultimately, the book finds beauty in the deliciously artificial and resurrects the missing world with words and memory. Lisa Faye Cootley's lyrical debut collection, Errata, investigates the delicate balance between parent and child, love and loss, hope and grief. Errata's narrator reflects on struggles and fears that span generations in compositions that are at once musical and bleak. Cootley's narrative journey is often a dark one, exploring not only the loss of loved ones, but also the potential to lose one's very self. The collection unravels the lingering consequences of abuse and addiction, yet threads of hope and determination weave a finely wrought path through the dark side of human relationships, illuminating the power of the will to survive. Kootley's sharp yet tender collection will both haunt readers and move them to reflect, to remember, and most of all, to persevere. In her third book of poems, Honoré Fanon Jeffers expresses her familiarity with the actual and imaginary spaces that the American South occupies in our cultural lexicon. Her two earlier books of poetry, The Gospel of Barbecue and Outlandish Blues, use the blues poetic to explore notions of history and trauma. Now in Red Clay Suite, Jeffers approaches the Southern landscape as utopia and dystopia, a crossroads of race, gender, and blood. These poems signal the ending movement of her crossroads blues and complete the last four bars of a blues song, resting on the final and essential note of resolution and reconciliation. You can find these and more amazing poetry titles on our website at siupress.com. Join us next week to hear an interview with a very special guest from this year's SalukiCon. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.